You're listening to Chloe Rose on Siren Radio in another epic Sound and Chloe's Vision.
It is, you know. It's time for the Christmas edition of Sound and Chloe's Vision. It's Sound and Chloe's Christmas Vision. Yay!
Yay! Happy, we are back!
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas!
This is scheduled to go out on December the 25th, yes. 2019. It's kind of a double-headed whammy with respect to Sound and Country Vision's Christmas special with Nick Elliott and indeed Tessa Snart. But this, Chloe, is your show.
It is.
I'm allowed to have occasional inserts into it, but that's all.
And it's really much enjoyed, though, Alex. What? It is much enjoyed.
And Prince and Purple Rain was not the festive number. We've got festive numbers coming up later on in the programme, but you were quite into Prince, the artist formerly known as.
Purple Rain. That went really quiet. Yeah, I have no idea why.
We are going to be talking about what Chloe will be doing over the festive season, probably whilst you're listening to this very production, because, yes, astonishingly, we are pre-recording this package. So it is a pre-record. So please don't phone in. Don't contact Siren Studios expecting instant responses. Although, having said that, Chloe is a whiz with the social media, so it may well be you might have comments to actually work through.
Yes, talk to me. That would be amazing. I would love to hear what you would like, and we can sort it out for the next show.
For 2021.
Exactly.
Or indeed 2020.
Oh,
jumping
yes.
a year.
Yes, well.
So, how has 2019 been for yourself, Chloe? Because you've been abroad.
I've been abroad. I've been on the ferries. It's been a mixture of everything. But it's been there's been various challenges, various changes and opportunities. And it's made me think about what I want to do this next year coming. And I'm thinking about musical theatre as well. It's always something that I've been trained to do. And especially with my acting and my degree in that. So
and of course,
maybe try it.
It has also been 2019. It'll go down in entertainment history as the year which launched Sound and Chloe's Vision.
It certainly did.
So here we are.
And thank you, Alex, for that as well. Oh, amazing opportunity.
Music from The Joys of Florence and the Machine, from Chris Rea, from the wonderful world of Santa Baby. We could give you an opportunity to actually listen to Eartha Kitt's Santa Baby or Kylie Minogue's Santa Baby. Yeah, it's choice of those sort of things. Where would you go? We'll find out. But Comfortably Numb, Pink Floyd, any reasons?
Pink Floyd's been a massive influence of mine as a songwriter, in general, really, just for the atmospheric quality to it. It's quite spacey, isn't it? So in a lot of my songs, sort of in recording, there's a few songs that I haven't released yet, but it has that sort of flavour to it. You know, the guitar, and it's got a certain style that you know it's Pink Floyd. And some people use those influences in their own song, and I thought, you know what, we're going to have a bit of Floyd in there. And that's why I chose this today.
Is there anyone home? Come on, come down. I hear you're feeling down. Well, I can ease your pain, get you on your feet again. Relax, relax. I need some information first. Just the basic facts.
Father Floyd doing their stuff, doing their wonderment.
Yes.
And just simply doing it. What do you normally do at Christmas then, Chloe? Is it Cleethorpes Happy Cleethorpes Chloe?
Cleethorpes Chloe. Mm. Well, do you mean on Christmas Day or just in general?
Yes.
Oh,
what
Christmas
will you have done
Day.
For the early part of this day? I mean, you know, we're probably now talking about the late evening, sort of 5, 6, etc. So would it have been turkey and all the trimmings, pigs in blankets and so on?
You know, we quite like to sit down as a family. I know it sounds cheesy. Just gather around with the family. We've got some books, fizz. You know, I'm not promoting alcohol.
Of course
definitely
not.
But at Christmas, it's nice to have a bit of a sip, a lovely glass.
Everything in moderation.
Everything, that's absolutely fine. Everything in moderation. We like to watch, you know, the Christmas films or, you know, even the Queen's Speech. My grandma likes to watch that as well. So sometimes we watch that.
Is it
traditionally?
Do you ever sort of get tempted these days to sort of just go online and actually select? Because there are so many movies around now. You can have you bring your own movies in, etc. You know, that whole notion of sitting down with. I mean, we used to obviously watch the Christmas Doctor Who edition, for instance. But anything else from that point of view that you'd be accessing in terms of TV entertainments?
Probably.
Queen's Speech, obviously there.
Oh, obviously that's fabulous. Mm. But the. Well, I don't know. Not obviously, because I guess some people.
What's
might
been your
not
favourite Christmas memory over the last
favourite
over
Christmas
the 21st century so far?
Oh dear, let me think about this. Can I say? I think it was one night that everyone was very merry and had had a lot to drink, and there was a lot of laughter. I think it's more or less. I don't know. I think every Christmas is sort of special for me just because I'm just around the family. I think more than the presents because I'm sort of past that now. Mm. You know, I'm at the stage where I'm getting older.
It's the thoughts that count.
It is. And it's just being around.
Some people
everyone.
Are just
I
happy with
it.
A midweek drive at calendar, for goodness sakes.
Exactly. I mean, that calendar is wonderful. It really is. You've done a great job, Alex.
Well, there we are. We'll have
just enjoy yourself. Don't take anything for granted. You know, spread the love. Make the most of the special day and... I don't know, let everybody know how much you care about them. And
and talking about love.
Dreams are like angels, they keep at a bay. Love is the light scaring darkness away. I'm so in love with you. Make love your goal. The power of love, a force from above, cleaning. Chips are down, I'll be around with my undying death, defying love for you. Envy will hurt itself. Let yourself be beautiful, sparkling like flowers and pearls and pretty girls. Love is like an energy, rushing and rushing inside of me. Love is danger. Love is pleasure. Love is pure, the only treasure. I'm so in love with you. Make love your
sharp ending there. But any reasons in terms of why you went for The Power of Love, not by Frankie Goes to Hollywood, but by Gabrielle?
I think it's just such a beautiful version. You know, it gives me goosebumps every time. I liked it initially because I'd seen it on one of the adverts for Christmas at the time, and I think it was about 4 or 5 years ago, actually, it was out. And though I love the Frankie Goes to Hollywood version, and that's very powerful, it was just something so different about this. And because her voice is quite distinctive in its own way, she's put her own spin on it. And again, I always like to see artists doing that,
exactly.
Different version of it.
Although this is a Christmas Day special and will be released, obviously, as a podcast probably slightly earlier, so if you wanted to open the present, you can unwrap it beforehand, but if you do, might miss the fun. It's entirely up to your good self. Christmas music, of course, many people say it stops. What's December 25th has actually started? Well, we'll be having some of our Christmas tunes coming in a few moments from that. And as we said, just one of the choices will be Chris Rea's classic Driving Home for Christmas, which is always wonderful. Meanwhile, Florence and the Machine appeals to you. Why, Chloe?
Again, such a distinctive voice. Absolutely love the band itself. And the specific song that I've chosen, I just love it.
Sometimes I feel like throw my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you've got the love I need to see me through. Sometimes it seems the Lord is just too rough. And things go wrong.
see me through.
And away she goes. You're listening to Sound and Chloe's Vision with the fabulous Chloe Rose, and it's our Sound and Chloe's Vision Christmas special. So you've had a chance to think about sort of previous Christmases, memorial events, etc., hanging around with family. That's always very important from that point of view. Have you any advice, Chloe, for people who might sort of find it a bit stressful? Because, I mean, there are people who might be listening to this show who'll be on their own, myself included. And you'd have to sort of think, well, how do, when is that, or is it a case of what's through choice? Where do you go through? Any thoughts?
Never feel alone. You know, there's always somebody there to talk to you. Even me, for example, just give me a message. There's always people that do want to talk, and just don't ever feel alone. You know, I know we all do that, and we all feel that at times, you know, even me. And, you know, I can be happy-go-lucky, but at the end of the day, it's not always what it's made out to be, life. And it's a roller coaster. There's some amazing memories and sometimes not so much, but you've got to always take the good ones, Alex. Always the good.
And that is the message that comes across from Sand and Chloe's Vision.
Keep going.
Christmas special. Keep on going.
I heard there was a secret chord David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do ya? When it goes like this, and fourth and fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah.
And Y spells Chloe. SACV means Sound and Chloe's Vision each month on Siren Radio, where music, theatre, and magic are made.
faces. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line, and it's been so long, but I will be there. I sing this song to pass the time away, driving in my car, driving home for Christmas. It's gonna take some time, but I'll get there. Take a look at the driver next to me. He's just the same. Just the same.
When he was actually stuck on the M25 back in the day, driving home for Christmas. Chris Rea. You've never written a driving song, have you, Chloe? Must put that right.
Well, we must do.
Yeah, joint sort of lyrics and music, we'll get that together. Really.
Yeah, that'd be lovely. World, yeah. I think that'd be quite fun, actually.
Stuck on the road between Lincoln and Cleethorpes.
Yeah, and it was dreadful.
It was interesting.
We nearly thought we were going to have to shut shop.
We thought we'd actually not make the Christmas show for 2019. It would be the Christmas show 2022. It was that kind
of,
we thought it was years that we were actually there. But, you know, we got here, we got there in the end. Okay, we had to leave the mince pies, we had to leave the mulled wine, we had to leave all those kind of bits and pieces because, dear listener, we were caring about you and getting this show wrapped up and done and dusted. So we've talked about Chloe's Christmas from that point of view. This year, of course, you were in Mallorca. Would you ever consider spending Christmas abroad? Because there are folk who actually sort of say, yeah, we can't stand the kind of weather we've got in Britain, so it's time to actually break out the Barbie and actually have turkey on the beaches of Australia.
You know what? I would absolutely love it. Oh. Why not? I've never done it. The only thing is, I think the only sad part would be not spending it with my family, if you know what I mean.
And what about the other alternative, going where it's really cold, going to, you know, the Arctic Circle, Switzerland, après ski parties, etc. Would you consider the Black Forest? Would that be another option?
Maybe.
See, I tend to use Christmas, I must admit, partly as a time of the world where, because there's so much travelling doing, I tend to sort of say I'll reduce the carbon footprint and almost go into hibernation, really. which is a sight to behold. And probably too much information, but anyway, what the heck. Jingle Bell Rock was your next suggestion. We decided to go for the Ventures because, well, we just thought it was worthwhile. And it's, but actually, I think this was released before either of us were born. So here they come. Clearly the instrumental version with those wonderful surfers from California, the Ventures. Jingle Bell Rock. Mind you, I suppose if they're in California, it's not going to be that cold, is it, really, even in December?
It's not. No. Sounds lovely.
Well, there we are. Lewis Capaldi, it's fair to say Chloe has been almost kind of regular in terms of your choices of music. Yes. So clearly the world awaits the duet between Chloe Rose and Lewis Capaldi.
It really does. Yeah. I just want to wish everybody a happy Christmas, but also if you really want to laugh at Christmas, check him out. Lewis Capaldi is hilarious. It's not just about his talent, it's just who he is. He's so down to earth, he's just genuinely... He just makes my day every day. He really does.
And the connection, of course, with Peter Capaldi, Doctor Who.
Exactly.
All wonderful Doctor stuff. Yeah. Oh, at least a former Doctor Who. Not the Jodie Whittaker Doctor Who. But still, what the heck. Bruises.
Bruises. It's a very, very sad song.
For a man who makes you laugh.
But it's a happy time. It is a happy time.
Exactly.
So really, why did I pick this? Very interesting.
I was going to raise that, Chloe, but I thought, you know, she must have the idea. We'll follow it up with Eartha Kitt and Santa Baby. But for now, on Sand and Chloe's Vision, it's Lewis Capaldi with...
Bruises.
Counting days since my love up and got lost on me. And every breath that I've been taking since you left feels like a waste on me. I've been holding on to hope that you'll come back when you can find some peace. 'Cause every word that I've heard spoken since you left feels like a hollow street. I've been told to get you off my mind. But I hope I never lose the bruises that you left behind. Oh my Lord, I need you by my side. There must be something in the water, 'cause every day it's getting colder. And if only I could hold you, you'd keep my head from going under. Maybe I'm just being blinded by the brighter side of what we are, because it's over. Well, there must be something in the tide. I've been told to get you off my mind. But I hope I never lose the bruises that you left behind. Oh my Lord, oh my Lord, I need you by my side. There must be something in the water, 'cause every day it's getting colder. And if only I could hold you, you'd keep my head from going under. Your love I'm lost in, your love I'm lost in, your love I'm lost in, and I'm tired of being so exhausted. Your love I'm lost in, your love I'm lost in, your love I'm lost in, even though I'm nothing to you now, even though I'm nothing to you now. There must be something in the water, 'cause every day it's getting colder. And if only I could hold you, you'd keep my head from going under. There must be something in the water, 'cause every day it's getting colder. And if only I could hold you, you'd keep my head from going under.
A sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
So what would be your ideal Christmas song then, Chloe? I mean, if you know, you were sort of, you know, Chloe Rose's Christmas album, what would it actually, which one would you like to cover? Would it be Santa Baby? Would it be It's Beginning to Look Like Christmas?
It would definitely have been Santa Baby.
It would have.
But I do love the song, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. I do love that song. It reminds me of Miracle on 34th Street, one of my favourite films, so there you go. But Santa Baby, it's definitely one that I always cover. It's a cheeky number, and I do my own cheeky rendition as well.
Really?
Yes, indeed.
Chloe Rose does a cheeky rendition of Santa Baby. In a pixie outfit or an elf outfit? Or
Could be. Well, all sorts. I like to wear something with a bit of sparkle and, you know, glitter, you know, that sort of thing.
I mean, again, you know, 45 minutes into the show and suddenly we actually start talking about, who knows where we could be going on that sort of system. It is Sam and Chloe's Vision. It's Siren Radio. It's Dean Martin.
Folks, last night I took a stroll down Hollywood Boulevard and, you know, strange things are happening there. Store windows have been turned into glittering fairylands. Street corners are sprouting lighted trees. And everyone seems to be wearing a very special kind of a glow. So I said to myself, Dino, you know something? It's beginning to look like Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well, the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your...
Yes, I know the applause are there, and they will be because it's Chloe's programme, but Chloe has allowed me to actually have a choice of music. I'm very impressed and very grateful for this, Chloe. It's marvellous. We've decided, actually, it's a joint sort of Christmas song.
Yes.
It's not the final one, because we're still going to squeeze in maybe, just maybe, some Michael Bublé and Bing Crosby.
Ooh.
Yeah, some classics from that point of view. But this is one that I personally like because it's something which I think we'd all like to maintain will happen one of these days, with the subtext, of course, war is over. John Lennon, Yoko Ono, Happy Christmas. War is over. Let them whisper it themselves.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas.
Of technology, the late Bing Crosby with the very current Michael Bublé singing White Christmas. I think we've almost OD'd on the sweetness and sugar and saccharine nature of the whole season, but we said we'd do that because it is sounding Chloe's vision Christmas special. So, Chloe, before we actually give farewell season's greetings and holiday good wishes from your good self to the world, which person, living or dead, would you most like to duet with? I mean, we suggested, obviously, earlier the possibility of getting something together with Lewis Capaldi, but what about if you can actually go back in time and say, well, maybe Arthur Kitt, maybe Bing Crosby.
Back in time. Yeah. There's a few people now that are still alive. Let me think about this.
Maybe we'll have to save that until we come back in the new year.
I love Freddie Mercury, but I'm not sure how the vocals would blend.
He worked very well with Montserrat
Caballé.
But
he's amazing.
Barcelona.
Oh my goodness, we could do that, because I can do classical. We could definitely do that.
It's time for you to wish farewell to the listener. You may be back with respect. In fact, you probably will be back, because it's Chloe's Christmas, because Tessa Snart will be featuring you. And you'll be on, Tessa, she'll be on Nick's show, etc. So, but for this, which is your show, Sound and Chloe's Vision, what seasonal and holiday wish do you have before we go out with Vanessa Williams and have yourself a merry little Christmas?
I just want to say, have the most wonderful, wonderful Christmas. Spend time with your family, make the most of the day, and then, you know, think of all the things that make you happy, and go for it. If you've got a dream that you want to pursue in the next year, in 2020, absolutely go for it. Don't hold back. Just believe in yourself. Keep going and have that spirit with you as well. Keep the Christmas spirit and make it live on. Happy Christmas.